This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's Labor Day weekend, and by now, most of our summer annuals, whether they survived the summer wild weather or not, are looking a little brown, leggy, and not in a good way. Most of my petunias are pretty pathetic. On to fall and new plantings. All the plants I'll mention now can handle a wider array of temps, so if it's still hot, don't worry. And if a light frost starts nipping at their petals, don't worry. Osteospermum is one of my favorites. This flower is also known as the African daisy. Breeders are creating scads of lovely colors and shades of purple, yellow, orange, white, pink, and blue, and varying petal shapes to make them even more enticing. Don't be alarmed if you come out in the evening and the petals have pulled in. They'll reopen in the morning. They can be the showcase to your trailing plants like Calibrachoa, the mini petunia also called superbells, which lasts a lot longer than regular petunias. This wonderful little eye-popper also comes in lots of colors and is more heat-tolerant. I have some superbells that are still working it for me. Bacopa is another great trailer that prefers things a little wetter. Lantana is a beautiful plant. It's a native of the tropical Americas and Africa. The flower clusters come in many colors, including several in one cluster. Lantana is easy to grow and truly looks happy anywhere. Lantana can also be grown indoors. And no, I couldn't forget mums. The non-hardy variety have filled nurseries, grocery stores, and big box stores. Don't forget flowering kale, too. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures and more information. Check out GardenBite Facebook, too. Send me your questions, comments, and suggestions for future bites. And check out my GardenBite YouTube channel. I've got a couple of videos up now. Oh, and don't forget Instagram. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.